Hello, everybody. So today the author is going to give us some advice on how to stop the detriments of sitting. And he acknowledges that it's very hard to not sit. I mean, we sit at our desks, we sit on a sofa, we sit in a car. And he said, but the same idea, the guy who knows that, or girl, knows that nicotine is bad, has to stop the addiction. And he said, we can't just throw our jobs out because we have to sit. Can't find jobs that require us to stand all day. So what we could do, we could find time to stand. We could find time to stand every 10 to 20 minutes, whatever we could do. I mean, I can tell you, most of the time when I learn, I'm standing. I'm finding actually I'm able to focus better, and I found my body's more alive. And he says that he uses a home standard, which he's fashioned to also put a desktop on. So whenever he's learning and he's writing, whatever he's doing, he's standing, including when he's davening all the time. That is definitely something I've adopted. Except for Shema and Tachanun, I try to stand the entire time during davening 7 days a week. And he says that a study comparing young adults using sitting and standing desks found that standing desk users burn 20.4 additional calories per hour. He says that's 500 to 700 calories a week. And not just that, when you stand, it's a great benefit to the regulation of blood pressure. Every time you stand up, the body initiates a shift in fluids and hormones, going on and on about how it affects the muscles positively. And it says also, when you stand, make sure you stand straight. Don't bend over. Even if you have to be at your desk, at least have a nice straight spine. And it says that try to move wherever you want. Again, these studies have shown that over in obesity, researchers have shown that a lot of it could be due to inactivity. Even if two people eat the same and exercise even the same, but if one is more active during the day, then he's likely to have a lot better health. And he goes, just take a step out, time out, and examine our terms. He says, what is exercise? Exercise is a form of physical activity that's planned, structured, repetitive, and performed with the goal of improving health or fitness. So although all exercise is physical activity, not all physical activity is exercise. And then he coins a phrase from Dr. Levine, acronym NEAT, N-E-A-T, which is for non-exercise activity thermogenesis. And what this is are simple movements that we could do to make ourselves more active. He's given the example before, I think I mentioned it, about when you're on the phone. Walk around when you're on the phone. At least stand. You don't have to be sitting down. Anything you're doing that you're sitting, try to do while you're standing. And then he says, he quotes a book, but he says these simple everyday activities of changing our positions, getting up and down, getting dressed, washing your hands while you're talking. He says these do not happen sufficiently among inactive people. He said people who are aware of NEAT make movement happen. Although they may not go to the gym, NEAT observers burn many more calories than those who do not move or are inactive. So again, our goal today is to become more NEAT. Have a great day. Thank you for listening.